Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO in Juneau. I'm Yvonne Cremery. Each year, the city collects a fee from each cruise ship passenger that comes to town. Those fees, expected to add up to more than $20 million this year, fund projects that serve visitors and ease the impacts of tourism. But this year, some of those projects could be in jeopardy. Last week, cruise line officials sent a letter to the city saying that 9 of its proposed projects, including public Wi-Fi downtown and increased bus service to the Mendenhall Valley, don't meet the terms of a 2019 settlement agreement that determines what the fees pay for. The letter from the Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, known as CLIA, says those projects do not, quote, meet the necessary criteria set forth by either the law or the settlement agreement. But at an Assembly Finance meeting this weekend, Juneau Tourism Manager Alex Pierce says she recommends the Assembly move forward with funding the projects despite the objections.
We talk a lot about collaboration with CLIA, and sometimes you need to have hard discussions. This is one of them, but this feedback came late. It came outside of the established process, and I would recommend that the Assembly just move forward with its budget cycle.
In 2019, Juneau and CLIA came to a settlement agreement after a 3-year legal fight over marine passenger fees and how Juneau spends the money it collects from cruise ship passengers. From that settlement, CLIA agreed not to object to how the city spends the fee going forward, but both parties could meet annually to discuss those plans. And both parties also agreed to continue working together and settle future disagreements outside of court. Pierce says CLIA's recent letter was sent far too late in the process that's outlined in the settlement agreement. She says the objections did not come up during the city's annual meeting with CLIA earlier this year, and that the city had already built its proposed budget, assuming these projects could be funded.
CLIA is aware of that timeline. We had a meeting where we discussed the budget, and then very late in the process, they came forward with this letter that does not follow the timeline.
The Assembly will have the final say about whether the projects will be put into its budget for next year. They could consider the objections made by CLIA and take the projects out if they want to. City Manager Katie Kester says it's possible that CLIA could pursue another lawsuit if the Assembly does go through with funding the projects, but she says she's not concerned with that possibility yet. CLIA did not answer specific questions about their objections, but in an emailed response, spokesperson Renee Reeve says she's confident CLIA and the city will come to a resolution. Pierce, the city's tourism manager, says she hopes to establish a better process with CLIA for next year. The Assembly will finance its budget in the coming months. Juneau's 2024 cruise ship tourism season is just around the corner as the first ship of the year, the Norwegian Bliss, is slated to arrive early tomorrow morning. Last year, the capital city saw its busiest season ever, welcoming more than 1.6 million passengers. But what will this year look like? KTOO's Clarice Larson reports.
Last summer was a busy one in Juneau, to say the least. On the busiest days, the capital city welcomed upwards of 21,000 cruise passengers. Juneau's tourism manager, Alex Pierce, says this year likely won't top last year's record-breaking season. She expects to see about the same number of passengers.
I think it will run a lot more smoothly and things will be better. Generally, our tour operators know what to expect. They know what kind of volume to expect, and they're gearing up and getting ready.
In a survey conducted last fall, about 64% of Juneau residents said they wanted to keep tourism volume about the same or reduce it slightly. But some major problems did crop up during 2023's record season. Things like heavy downtown congestion, the Mendenhall Glacier reaching its tour capacity, and business owners saying it was just simply hard to keep up. One big change this year for controlling the traffic will be a new limit of 5 large ships per day. During a tourism panel on Thursday, Renee Reeve, a spokesperson for Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, said that agreement with the city will be key to flattening growth in the coming years.
I think what that shows is industry's commitment and CBJ's commitment to making this place somewhere that visitors want to visit and somewhere that residents want to live.
And an even bigger change could be coming in 2026. Pierce says the city is in the early stages of negotiating with cruise lines to limit the number of passengers that come off their ships each day.
The best thing that we can come up with are daily passenger caps to keep our numbers relatively flat or decreasing a little bit. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of these things come to fruition and then seeing how it feels in terms of passenger volume and numbers and what that means for us as a destination.
Last season, cruise ship passengers spent a total of $320 million in Juneau, according to a report that came out last fall. To support that economic boost, it's estimated that more than 3,000 people in Juneau worked jobs that were directly related to tourism. Local tour operators faced a tough situation after they sold out on bus trips to the Mendenhall Glacier halfway through the season, which meant more tourists stayed downtown. This year, the city plans to send extra buses to follow the city buses that carry people out to the glacier to handle the overflow. Pierce says local operators are also trying to balance their permits over the season to reduce congestion on buses and downtown.
They're offering more city tours that go to other sites where you can see the glacier from elsewhere. So they're trying to pick up that volume in different ways.
In April, about 1 to 3 ships will port in Juneau per week, before ramping up to 3 to 5 ships per day by the latter half of May. Ships will continue to port in Juneau nearly every day before winding down in late October. And as tourism kicks up for the summer, residents can send in their complaints and concerns to the city's tourism hotline. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
And another episode of Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Occoquan and beyond. Joey Scoggins and Crystal Briette Gillum are a part of the team behind the Juneau Hostel. Open year-round, their mutual desire to make travel to Juneau affordable drives them to keep their doors open.
My name is Joseph Scoggins. I go by Joey, and I am the manager of the Juneau Hostel. I'm from Georgia, and I never had opportunity to really travel outside the state until I was almost 30. And then I just randomly needed a reset, so I moved out to California because I had a friend with a couch, and he said, come on. I loved it out there, worked at Disneyland and all that fun stuff. One day, it just hit me. I was like, it's March, and it's 100 degrees. I can't live here anymore. So I went online, and I saw the hostel opportunity. I was like, you know what? This is an opportunity to finally make it to Alaska because I have been applying for jobs up here probably since I was like 19, you know? But it was always like, can you get here? I'm like, sorry, we can't hire you, you know? So I finally got here. Well, you know, that was the hardest part.
No, I think, yeah, the point of the hostel is to provide people with a low-cost place to stay. And the reason we run it with volunteers like this is to give people like Joey and others an opportunity to live in Alaska and enjoy everything we have in Juneau, but at a lower cost. My name is Crystal Briette Gillum, and I'm the president of the Juneau Hostel Board of Directors. So we're the only nonprofit hostel in Alaska and one of the very few that I can find nonprofit hostels in the U.S., and that makes us different, makes us keep costs low. So that's how we're able to offer like $30 for a bunk versus other hostels that charge a little bit more. Yeah, so what you're seeing right now, obviously we have a private group staying. So there's games around and books around and hostels full of life right now. In the wintertime, we don't have that many guests, so the hostel is a very different vibe, but we're excited to have the energy back in the hostel. And
compared to summer months, we'll have like a couple dozen every day, you know what I mean? It's a lot more fun. Gentleman that came last summer, he's a big fan of an author that lived around here. And he was actually from somewhere in Eastern Europe. He was writing his own novel, and he had hit a writer's block kind of thing. So he was like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to Juneau. I'm going to walk those same paths that this guy did.
So like I said, the hostel's operated as a nonprofit, which is great because it keeps our costs down for our guests, but has some other problems with it. And the biggest thing is just funding, of course. That's the biggest thing with all nonprofits. We do have a source of funding through renting rooms to people, but it's definitely not enough to cover all of our expenses. During COVID, we had to shut down operations almost entirely. I wasn't on the board at that point, but we had to shut down all operations. And the hostel was actually thinking about closing. It was very close to shutting our doors and not being open anymore.
This is just a few weeks ago. We had a prank call. It turned into a serious conversation where the gentleman was concerned because all the other hostels he had called in Alaska to try and prank call had already closed down or turned into Airbnbs. And he was like, so I was just messing with you, but I'm kind of glad you're still there.
So if you don't want the Juneau Hostel to turn into an Airbnb, please join the board. We would love to keep it running.
That was Joey Scoggins and Crystal Briette Gillum from the Juneau Hostel for this week's Tongass Voices. And as for the weather in Juneau, it's 39 degrees and raining. And a mix of rain and snow is forecast for the rest of this week, with highs in the mid-40s and lows in the 30s. You're listening to KTOO.